Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. Leela Greer, Teacher of the Year by Andrea Beattie, illustrated by David Roberts.
Forgot to ask me the illustrator and the author.
What does the illustrator do?
Makes the words.
Nope.
Makes the picture.
Yes. What does the author do?
Makes the words.
In a big windy city in a small bungalow lived a father, five children, three cats, and one crow. The baby was Leela. If your head is in the way, I can't see the words.
I don't see seven children.
That's because I didn't say seven. I said five.
One, two.
The baby was Leela with a curl on her head, which cast an odd shadow and filled her with dread, as did cabbages, cardboard, bananas, and bark, and each little thing that went bump in the dark.
I want a banana for my snack.
Okay. When Leela turned three, she had such a great thought. She twisted her wild, wiggly curls in a knot. And to the relief of all of the Greers, she slept through the night for the first time in years. But the what-ifs still got her. They made her heart race, put knots in her stomach, a frown on her face. What if there are monsters? What if there are bees? What if I get stuck with some clowns eating cheese? In a very small room, in a building so high, what if? It made Leela cry. Leela felt calmer in places she knew, with the people she loved and who loved Leela too. Then everything changed when they moved out of town. It flipped Leela's entire world upside down. The what-ifs took over as she started grade two in a new town, a new school, with a new teacher too. What if I mess up? What if it goes wrong? What if they don't like me and we don't get along? The teacher was tall and a little bit stern. Hello, she said softly. My name is Miss Kern. Serious. It's so good to meet you. I'm so glad you're here. Let's make this a wonderfully wonderful year. But it wasn't for Leela, who did not adjust well to the odd kids, the odd sounds, the random odd smell. At lunchtime and recess, she felt all alone, so far, far away from her faraway home. Then one day, Miss Kern had a favor to ask. Leela, my dear, could you help me with a task? There's so little time, and there's so much to do. I can't clean the chalkboard at a recess. Would you? Leela Greer nodded. There was lots to do. She helped Monday through Thursday. She helped Friday, too. She stood on a chair and erased all the chalk. Miss Kern graded papers. Together, they talked. Of things that were old and things that were new, of nothing important and everything too. For the very first time in Blue River Creek, Leela felt better and ready to speak of her worries and what ifs. It felt very good knowing someone was listening and they understood. Sometimes it seemed that the work would expand and a classmate or two would come lend a hand. A kid with a kitten, a kid with a curl, a zoo-loving boy, a bird-loving girl. Then one day Miss Kern said, "Thank you, my dear. You've been such a help. I can take it from here." Which was fine because somehow the months had flown by and there was a playground for Leela to try. "Just one final thought," Miss Kern said in the hall. "What if some what-ifs are not bad at all? When you start an adventure, who knows where it ends? What if you learn something? What if you find friends?" And so it went for young Leela Greer. Things settled down for the rest of the year. Then came third grade and eighth grade and some in between. And before long, young Leela grew into a teen. Sometimes the what ifs came roaring right back. It was tough, but with help, she got back on track. Time passed as it does, and with each passing grade, old memories were forgotten as new ones were made. She worked hard and studied year after year and was finally ready to start her career right there in Blue River Creek, of all places, as teacher for 17 smiling young faces who needed her knowledge, her skill, and her care. She straightened her black skirt and patted her hair. That is Aaron Slater. Sophia Valdez. Who's that?
Ada Twisted Scientist. We read this one.
Do you remember her? What's her name?
I forgot.
Rosie Revere. She's an engineer. Do you remember his name? Iggy Peck. He's an architect. And Aaron Slater is an illustrator. Which means he does what?
Is that the one that's over there?
Yes. Aaron Slater is an illustrator, which means he does what? If he's an illustrator, what does he do?
Writes the word.
Nope.
Makes it.
You gotta tell me, what does he do?
I said makes the picture.
Okay. Can I finish?
She sticks her thumb right here.
Mm-hmm. Can I read the page?
Almost. We gotta read all of these that we haven't read before.
I don't know if they have books for all of the children. But the what ifs got to her as she looked in the door, and feelings came back from so long, long before. Lila Greer froze in a bad deja vu from her earliest moments of life in grade 2. What if I mess up? What if it goes wrong? What if they don't like me and we don't get along? Of course, she was new and had so much to learn, so she tried to think back to her teacher, Miss Kern, who was something or other and a little bit tall, though what that word was, Lila could not recall. She thought of that classroom so far in the past, which looked much the same from first bit to last. Benches, a chalkboard, some desk and whatnot, one green eraser in the very same spot. Wait, that's not right. Lila Greer thought. Then she remembered something she'd long since forgot. And after so many years, she finally asked, how many erasers did we need for that task? And she knew in that moment what her teacher had done. She'd help her find friends in the class one by one when she'd been so alone, isolated by fear, too frozen by what ifs to let anyone near. Miss Kern brought the classroom to her, Lila Greer. It made all the difference to that lonely young girl with her worries and what ifs and her wild wiggly curl, who was far, far away from her faraway home. But thanks to Miss Kern, she wasn't alone. Her teacher had done what all great teachers do. She'd built a new home right there in grade 2. Lila paused as old memories flooded her mind, and she found that one word that she wanted to find. Her teacher was fiercely, ferociously, unfathomably kind. And she remembered this, stepping in from the hall. What if, some what ifs are not bad at all. When you start an adventure, who knows where it ends? What if you learn something? What if you find friends? She looked at her kids and the fear left her heart. Like her teacher before her, she knew where to start. Hello, she said softly. I'm Miss Lila Greer. It's so good to meet you. I'm so glad you're here. Let's make this a wonderfully wonderful year. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.